Hi, everyone. It's Steve Kroenke, national political correspondent for NBC News and MSNBC. And I'm excited to share my new 6-part original podcast, The Revolution with Steve Kroenke, where I'm taking a step back from the big board to look at the origin story of politics as we know it today, intensely partisan, thoroughly nationalized, and how all of this was set in motion by an unlikely change agent. Before Newt Gingrich became Speaker, the Democratic Party had held the U.S. House of Representatives for 40 straight years. But the 1994 Republican victory changed both parties forever. As yet another midterm election threatens to upend the political landscape, we can hear the echoes of Newt Gingrich everywhere. You can stay right here and listen to a preview. Search for The Revolution with Steve Kroenke wherever you're listening to hear all 6 episodes now. In 1994, the Democrats had controlled the House for 40 consecutive years, and it wasn't even close. Decade after decade, Republicans were buried in the minority, and almost no one, Democrat or Republican, thought they had any chance of breaking their way out. The Permanent Democratic Congress, that's what it had come to be known as. And so when Republicans won the majority on that night back in November 1994, it was absolutely seismic.
This was a political earthquake with the fault line running right through Capitol Hill.
The world turned upside down.
The president said it was a revolution, and it was, with the Democrats getting run out of town.
And just like that, Bill Clinton seemed doomed to become a one-term president.
Although he wasn't on the ballot, President Clinton still comes out a big loser. Nearly every candidate he campaigned for last week went down in flames.
And it felt even bigger than that still. It felt like America wasn't just rejecting Bill Clinton. It was like America was rejecting the entire Democratic Party. It felt like a new era was dawning, an era of top-to-bottom Republican rule, conservative Republican rule, one that might last for decades to come.
House will be in order. Mr. Doorkeeper.
Now it's a few months later, January of 1995. The House chamber is packed. The new session is about to begin. And then the soon-to-be Speaker of the House walks into the chamber, the guy who led the Republicans to this massive victory, Newt Gingrich.
Mr. Clerk, the Speaker-elect, Newt Gingrich, representative from Georgia and the Escort Committee.
What my teenage self is witnessing, in fact, what I've been watching the entire previous year, is must-see political television. This is one of the least likely coronations in political history. Maybe it is the least likely. Newt Gingrich taking over the Speaker's gavel.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter. So help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Mr. Speaker.
Over the next 6 episodes of this show, I'm going to tell you how Newt Gingrich got to this pinnacle. It's a story about how Democrats took their power for granted. And it's a story about strategy and ambition and sheer force of will. And about how Newt Gingrich sold his party on a brand new style of politics, one that was intensely ideological, confrontational, and above all, made for television. The strategy he developed fundamentally reshaped American politics. How Newt Gingrich and the Republicans broke the permanent Democratic Congress and took the House in 1994 is not just some story of late 20th century history, because in many ways, the Republican Revolution of 1994 marked the beginning of an era of politics that we are still living through to this day, one where the partisan divide between Democrats and Republicans has never felt deeper. If our politics seem broken today, this podcast will help you understand why. From MSNBC, I'm Steve Kroenke, and this is The Revolution. Search for The Revolution with Steve Kroenke wherever you're listening right now to hear all 6 episodes.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.